right, guys. Today is it. The day it ends.
It is the day. The day to end all days for 2016.
You're listening to Aggie Radio, KBLU 92.3. We are the Aggie Morning Word Podcast, by the way.
In Logan, Utah.
Yeah. And so let's just get to it. Today is election day, as I hope you know. If you don't know, wow.
If you don't know, now you know.
Now you know.
It's election day. I couldn't sleep. I saw visions of Trump and visions of Clinton, and then Evan McMullen's bald head just like flashing before my eyes, and
glowing orb floating.
right when I got to the point where sleep would be a release, there'd be another image and I'd wake up with a jolt in a cold sweat. And
so did you just go get an Egg McMuffin this morning?
That would have put me right to bed, but nope, I just stared at my phone, which you know, blue light, if you believe that. Yeah. Science. Mm-hmm. That probably didn't help.
So today's weather.
Who are we, Kat?
Oh,
who
yeah.
are you?
I'm Catherine St. Clair.
I'm Peter LaBarge.
And I'm Alyssa Roberts.
Welcome, Alyssa.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Today's weather, 32 degrees to 60. That's the same exact temperature for those of you keeping track as yesterday.
32 to 60. It's November.
Sunny. That's the difference. And the air quality is good, though Salt Lake's air quality is starting to fall, so it's only a matter of time before ours does, too.
Can't wait till I'm wearing my carbon-filtering face mask. Mm-hmm. The word of the day is interesting. It's kind of a phrase more than a word.
It is, according to Merriam-Webster, a single word.
A single word?
Even though there's a space.
Even though there's a... It's a invisible hyphen.
Yeah.
Bully pulpit. Which is a prominent public position as a political office that provides an opportunity for expounding one's views, also such an opportunity.
So, and of course, you cannot register to vote in Cache County anymore.
Great.
And it is election day. The only place to vote is the county clerk's office. If you live in town, if you live outside of town, you could go to Smithfield or Nibley.
It's going to be a madhouse over there at the Cache County Clerk's. Like, I can't even imagine what traffic's going to be like. So I'm just going to be avoiding that whole area of town.
Do you really think so, or do you think? Oh, like,
completely.
Everyone voted?
Oh, yeah.
No. No. We did a story here on the show just a couple weeks. Oh, I think it was last week.
Mail-in ballots,
politicians expected would be like, there'd be a huge surge of voters, and realistically, the voter turnout from mail-in ballots was so much lower than they had actually predicted. Realistically, I think the long-standing families that live in the Cache Valley area will definitely be voting at the polling location at the Cache County Clerk's office today. Yeah. Like, the lines will go out the door, like... That is our prediction here. At least my prediction.
So anything on Main Street, just avoid.
Well, I mean, anything on Main Street, avoid when it's like 12 o'clock. Like,
yeah.
One, regardless. Logan drivers are horrible. I'm just saying that right now. I'm sorry, listeners. Most of you are bad drivers. It's just how it is. Accept it. Embrace it. We can all get through it together.
And if you embrace it, you're more likely to become a better driver. Whereas opposed if you're just like, I'm a great driver.
Well, here's the issue. Like, they are bad drivers, not because their driving skills are poor, but because they have not experienced heavy traffic, like Californians or Florida residents or anywhere with major metropolitan areas. So Logan is not used to having this huge flux of people driving on the road. So then, you know, people are trying to drive how they normally drove when there was no one on the road. Mm-hmm. So then it makes them poor, bad traffic drivers because it's stop and go all day
long.
And
our main street is the most dangerous street in Utah because of it.
It was voted by UDOT as the most dangerous road.
No, it wasn't voted. It was statistically found just based on how many people are going to die there.
That is a better way to put it.
So today is a really weird holiday. It is Day We Might Elect Donald Trump Day, which is the new holiday I made up this morning. But in reality, it is actually Dunce Day.
Dunce Day.
Yeah. Mm. And exciting enough, I know we'll be reporting on this tomorrow, but tomorrow is Chaos Never Dies Day. Which
like it actually is? You didn't make that one up?
No, I didn't make that
sounds,
one up.
Sounds like The Purge.
It is actually Dunce Day, and it is actually Chaos Never Dies Day tomorrow. So.
Okay, So you guys are telling me that this is all a coincidence, along with $1 cappuccinos.
Yes.
I can't believe it.
Okay, $1 cappuccino.
I mean, if you look at the whole scale of the universe, I mean, and all the cosmic events that happen coincidentally, the fact that cappuccinos are a dollar today and it is Dunce Day is not a wide margin. I mean, there is a universe out there where cappuccinos are like $5 right now, and it's
this
not Dunce
universe.
Day. Well, yeah, and this universe,
oh,
sure.
But, not
but
like
there's a universe out there. If that's science is to be believed.
If that's the world you want to
cappuccinos
live in
here. were never invented.
Oh, no.
What a sad day.
That's a dark universe.
For that humanity.
I would rather live in the dark universe that never formed.
See, but would you rather be in a universe where, like, cappuccinos never existed, but, like, LGBTQ plus rights are, like, just completely accepted? Or be in this universe where cappuccinos do exist, yet we still have civil rights issues? Mm.
Okay, that's a
ponder that question as we hop into international news.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Gets your blood boiling.
So we're just going to go around and British banker guilty of murdering Indonesians in Hong Kong.
Oh, goodness.
In one of the killings. So we reported on this yesterday and he pled not guilty. So, just for those of you. In one of the killings, prosecutors say Rurik Judding was using cocaine while he tortured 23-year-old Sumardi Ningish, or Ningshi, there we go, for 3 days and then slit her throat.
So oh, what a nice
that
man.
A good way to begin.
Iraqi authorities inspect a mass grave. The site was discovered outside the Islamic State-held city of Mosul, where bulldozers extracted piles of bones and decomposed and decapitated bodies among garbage and clothes. Man.
South Korean president is to let parliament choose prime minister. So the move by Park Geun-hye is a major political concession to growing anger as she scrambles to defuse an escalating influence peddling scandal.
Hmm.
And killing spark reckoning over status of Arab women in Israel. After years of silence, Arab citizens are now calling for more police and social services in their long-neglected neighborhoods.
Hmm. I think one thing to touch on, I mean, you know, Iraqi authorities have been trying to push, you know, the Islamic State out. I mean, they've been, you know, planning Mosul, you know, insurgencies and such. Mm-hmm. With, like, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton's foreign policy, who is most likely, do you think, to start U.S. involvement, or rather, heavier U.S. involvement?
Yeah, they both are. You know, both of them have been, you know, Hillary's are a little bit more targeted, a little bit more careful plans. But, I mean, they're both going to get us involved.
I thought that Trump had more of like an isolationist policy, though.
No, No, he flip flops a lot, but I guess
we don't really know what his policy is.
Well, it's to get rid of ISIS and basically bomb them the heck off of this earth is
and commit war crimes.
Is paraphrasing, yeah. Well, I mean, in his perspective, you know, how do you treat people who use advanced torture and decapitation? You meet it with, you know, the same force in his mind, fighting fire with fire, which, you know, is a way to go about things. Or, you know, drones were invented for a reason and we've been using those for decades, which is also terrible for civilian casualties to some extent. But I don't know, it'll be interesting. I personally don't really want to go to war. I am happy in my privileged society.
That's not a good idea.
Well, the U.S. gets things done in wars, unless we're talking about, you know, the war on terror, which we still got things done.
Yeah.
We got
them. But isn't that
Osama.
What this is, though? Like, this is the war on terror?
Well, the war on terror was a quote of, you know, the long, over a decade occupancy of, you know, the Middle East during the Bush administration. But
you know, I mean, oh, man, we could talk about this all
day.
It
is an actual war on terror right now, yes, but the, quote, war on terror, end quote, was right after 9/11.
It already happened.
Yes.
So
basically, we're all screwed.
Yeah.
World of the story.
Let's jump into Associated Press's political news. So it's election day, finally. And will Americans choose Hillary Clinton as the nation's first female commander-in-chief or billionaire businessman Donald Trump, whose volatile campaign has upended U.S. politics?
Is he a billionaire, though?
Well, we don't know.
Like, is his net worth actually...
There's no real knowing.
$1 billion.
Maybe. We don't know. We can't know until he releases his tax returns, which will probably never happen.
Yeah. So. Analysis, winner must help heal gash in American politics, which is pretty evident in the title. The AP finds that the splits between whites and minorities, between men and women, between those with college degrees and those without, has widened since the last election. So there's a great division in American politics and also in American society, which the winner of this election, rather the elected official, will...
And I think this
have
is a
big task.
Yeah, good time to stop and have a short discussion. What do you guys think? I mean, first off, what are your election predictions? Who do you who do you think is going to win what race? Like, are Democrats going to take the Senate? Are Republicans going to take the Senate?
From what I guess from polls I was looking at last night, the most likely outcome that I see personally. Mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton wins the race, with Republicans losing like 30 seats.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, obviously it's too early to tell. We're still waiting. I mean, and you know, this
polls
election
haven't even opened in California.
Yeah. This election is going to be historic to say the least, but I would say that, at least on civil policy and policy here in the U.S., I think the edge would have to go to Clinton, since most of the policy Donald Trump has been involved in the U.S. is with defrauding investors and business deals, which, you know, some might say would help his, you know, economic policy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, economists would also kind of disagree with that.
And what do you think?
Like, I guess I would say that it looks like, I don't want to say that, like, I don't want to jinx it, you know? Like, I don't want to be like, oh, we're totally good, like, Hill's got this or whatever. But, like, because, I don't know. I don't know if the forces of the universe are going to, like,
the forces of the
play
universe.
Their hand in the election.
Thanos.
If I say that. But, like,
Thanos reaches down with his infinity gauntlet.
But I think it would be really awesome if, like, Democrats could take back the Senate or even more seats in the House, and maybe that would help do something to alleviate the gridlock that we frequently
well,
see
on,
in our
honestly,
politics.
I don't. I care about which candidate wins. I can't say I don't care who wins. I do care. I have my personal, of course, personal bias. But I would say in my own affiliations, I'm more moderate than anything else. So realistically, in our political spectrum that we have, like, I want, like, policy and reform to help people, like, help the people of the U.S. And if we can, once we get ourselves more to a state of, I guess, profitability, or at least, you know, that we're not spiraling further into debt...
Well,
that then we can go out and, and
I
help.
Mean, there's so many problems with that. I mean, national debt is not necessarily bad, economists would tell you. And, it's one of those things where we should have national debt, but our GDP should exceed our national debt. And as of right now, it does by like 6%, which is, you know, better than the Bush administration period of time. And, you know, maybe things will go well, maybe things won't.
I just hope in the next 4 years or 8 years or even you know, over a decade, that we will have some form of cooperation in the houses. And
I think that's going to take that would take our system to be completely revamped. Like, just the way that the political system works and, like, what is, like, precedent and practice in American politics, like, prohibits that from happening.
Well, I think that's why, you know, this year's been a great year for third parties. I mean, like, the third party candidates haven't necessarily been, you know, what we were hoping for, but they have gotten a draw. I think for the Green Party, for example, it's like 6% has to get on the ballot, which then they'll be on every ballot by 2020 or something like that. I don't know. It's been unprecedented on all facets.
I think that, you know, there's not a good chance of that. I think the thing to watch for this election is how many people are showing up to vote. If voter turnout is high, historically, we're going to see Democrats winning. The second thing to watch is minority turnout. And I think if you look at both of those things as the day goes on, you'll easily be able to determine who's going to win hours before it's called. So
we'll see, too, if voter turnout in Utah has been high to see how McMuffin does.
McMuffin.
I'm sorry, I should give him more respect.
I'm so hungry.
Evan McMullen is a highly qualified candidate for the conservative vote, and he's Utah's homeboy, you know?
Utah's homeboy.
I think
that's what his campaign slogan should have been.
Utah's homeboy. I'm sure he'd really appreciate that title.
Well, I mean, this is just conspiracy, and who knows if it's true, but he might be funded by a powerful institution here in Utah, but we'll see.
Which one in particular?
I'm kidding.
Just a particular one that takes out 10% of our economy.
We're funded by about 10% by a very powerful private institution here in Logan.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, our final political news story, not for the day. Please remember that tonight, beginning at 8 o'clock, which should be right around the time that Florida's
Florida
is callable. It won't be called. I mean, you know, Florida probably won't be called until 3 weeks from now. But after Trump has us recount the votes 15 times. But that being said, Florida will probably be callable.
I think it's such a joke that everyone's saying, like, okay, it's over after today. And I'm like, do you think that Donald Trump is going to go down without a fight?
Well,
like,
that is our final.
Well, no, what if it might be the other way? You know, I mean, polls are polls. So, yeah. I mean, they have their own personal bias depending on where you look at them from. So, I think it's too early to call, because though Clinton is leading in most polls, it's only by a very small margin. I mean, it's widening depending on, you know, the news source. But
so really it just depends who's going to show up today.
Well, or who mailed in their ballots already.
Yeah,
which
that too.
Has not been as many as will show up today, I imagine.
Right. Well, so starting tonight at 8 o'clock, we will probably start immediately with a call on Florida's polls. And then over time, we will be on until midnight doing election coverage here on the Aggie Morning Word. I don't know what we're going to call our election special, because we are the Aggie Morning Word. and I guess
it's morning somewhere.
We'll end at midnight, and that's technically morning, I guess, if you're one of those people. Please don't be that person, though.
As much as I want to be awake up until that point to see the future of our country, I've got school in the morning.
Man, it's dollar cappuccino night, though.
You know.
Right? You just have a...
You can just be chugging dollar cappuccinos all day, Peter.
All night.
Here's the thing. If the nuclear bombs fly tomorrow morning, I don't want to be awake for it. Like, I just let me sleep for eternity.
Well, just a reminder. I've actually heard a lot of people, you know, mention this, and we all know this, but I have to remind everyone, remember, inauguration is the last week of January.
Yep.
So
we still have Obama for a couple months.
Yeah, we got
thankfully
a couple more months of Obama. Or
gonna miss that man.
Yeah.
I know.
At least for
so
the memes.
So many people, I feel like, that wouldn't have said that before.
He was a really good, especially for, like, millennials.
Yeah.
Millennials are a myth.
Yeah.
Throwing that out there. Stop blaming the country's problems on us.
Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully most people listening.
It's Reaganomics. It's not us.
Well, hopefully we'll show them when we solve all of the country's problems.
Yeah, right. Well, by that point, they'll be dead and we'll be, you know, slowly dying. And I mean, we're all dying. But
okay, Peter. Moving on to a radio show with hope.
Election integrity called into question. Trump's unsupported warnings of a rigged election, fears of voter intimidation at the polls, and concerns about election systems being hacked lead to unusual tension today. Mm. And this I think,
unusual
is
tension.
Probably the biggest story of this election. I mean, obviously, if Donald Trump wins, this won't matter that much. But if Donald Trump loses, we could really see this explode into something, that I don't think any of us want to really see. I don't know. Are you excited?
What haven't we seen yet from the Trumpster?
We've seen
great
speeches.
I think the supporters are going to be, like, the real concern. Like, all of these people that...
Yes.
Didn't even vote, but now they're voting for Donald Trump. Like, they, you know, like, this is their political race. Like, what? How are they going to react?
When it doesn't
turn out in their favor.
Yeah, when you have white supremacist parties going full force. Because I read an article the other day about, like, I think it was the KKK saying what has been, you know, awoken from this, you know, election series will not be, you know, it will not go to sleep again. Mm-hmm. Like, whether Trump gets elected or not, there is a shift in the U.S. that I think will feel the effects of for the next, you know, 50 years.
I think
those people aren't going to go quietly. Like, they're not just going to lay down and accept a Clinton presidency.
We've already had a president very much so like Donald Trump, and I think this is a rubber band thing. We have a lot of tension in the Republican Party right now. They're being very, very far to the right. But the rubber band is either going to break and we won't have a Republican Party, or they're going to have to let go. And that means that we're going to see them swing to the left in order to get more votes. And I think that that's the most likely, you know,
accepting, like, medical marijuana and social issues. And
just more socially liberal.
Just, right. Well, not just socially, but economically. We're seeing unfortunately, the alt-right, as of right now, which is what Donald Trump would be considered part of, is incredibly far to the right, and we kind of need to see people more in the middle. And you can't get as many votes when you're on the extremes. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's really unlikely that if the Republican Party continues to elect people or nominate people who are incredibly far to the right, they're going to continue to have really difficult times winning.
Well, and isn't it that, like, presidential nominees and candidates will, you know, in campaigning, be very, you know, on opposite sides of the spectrum. And then when it comes down to debate time or when it's closer to the election, they'll shift more to a more moderate spectrum to include, you know, kind of both sides.
Yeah, that's the theory.
Which we've kind of seen with Clinton, but not as
much. We've kind of seen it with Trump a little bit. But, yeah, right. The issue is just, like, theoretically, according to, like, the models that political scientists run on, it's only a matter of time before things become more moderate, according to them. And, you know, I mean, we all have our own opinions on that. But let's jump into national news. A little bit of, I don't know. I don't feel like any of these three stories are that newsy.
It's a little bit of fluff.
Yeah.
A little bit of foam on your cappuccino this morning.
So,
I've never had a cappuccino, actually.
Oh my gosh, Peter.
Never had.
So it's just espresso with foam.
Really?
Yeah. Cream foam. So Brangelina custody deal reached. Angelina Jolie Pitt will continue to have sole custody of her six children with Brad Pitt in a joint agreement reached by the actors, a representative for the actress says. So,
aren't they getting a divorce?
Yeah.
Or is that just something I read in the National Enquirer?
No.
That's why they
scandal.
That's why they're having a custody agreement. Yeah.
That would be weird if, like, married couples did that, though.
Well, it's just like, weird that she's really still... She's still listed as Angelina Jolie Pitt.
Yeah.
Keeping
she will be
the
until she's legally divorced.
Yeah. Sports teams get out the vote. With so many pro athletes working in a state other than the one they call home, their brethren are making sure those who do want to vote have all the information they need. That's good.
Good for them. And also, the Seahawks dodge a Bills comeback. Jimmy Graham catches two touchdown passes from Russell Wilson, and Seattle holds off a late rally by Buffalo for a 31-25 win, a game marred by questions about the officiating.
What game isn't marred
by questions
about the officiating?
Yeah.
Oh, the sports. We cover the sports here on the news sometimes.
Sometimes.
And, you know, we miss Joe Stevens to give us our special sports coverage.
So, but that is our first chunk of news for the day. We're going to take a short musical break, and when we come back, we're going to hit up that quirky news, a little bit of the local news, and...
some science, perhaps.
Yeah, some science, perhaps, if anything's happening in science. I feel like the few scientists that I follow on Twitter right now are just, like, paralyzed, like, not doing anything, just, like, waiting. Like, okay, let's see if we're going to get funding next year.
Yeah.
All right.
Cheers to that.
Yeah. So here's some first aid kit for you guys. Welcome back to the Aggie Morning Word podcast here on KBLU.
So sorry.
92.3. Yeah, that was just
so sorry you had
cue.
To hear that. Oh man.
Yeah.
We need to get some music up in this radio show.
Yeah.
Because
well, for tonight's show, we actually have a bunch of music planned.
Oh, sweet.
Like election tunes and stuff like that.
Speaking of music, I'm actually going to be featured, my band, in The Statesman and on Aggie Radio because some guy in that likes us and he's writing a story.
Awesome.
Toot my own horn.
Do you want to... You usually interview bands. Do you want to interview yourself?
Gosh, wouldn't that be interesting? Well, it's like James Franco interviews gay James Franco. Have you ever seen that? No? Oh, how do you not know about that? Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, James Franco, the famous actor, one of my favorite actors, actually, interviewed himself. So heterosexual James Franco interviewed gay James Franco. Asking like how he knew he was gay and it's great. You can find it online.
That is so the world we
but,
live in.
It's
the best thing I've ever heard.
I play in a couple bands around town. We played at Y Sound, which is a music venue in town, and a guy came to the show just randomly, and he contacted us after the show and was like, I love your music. Like I really just like want to do everything we can to like you know, get you guys like recording stuff and getting merch, and I'm like, thanks, man. Like that's really, you know, it's so flattering. But anyways, I'll stop talking about me and my
yeah. Let's
junk.
Plug our actual sponsor now.
Yeah,
Cafe Ibis. We love Cafe Ibis here on the Aggie Morning Word podcast. They keep us going.
Yeah,
they fuel the fires
even through the hard day that is election day.
Mm-hmm. They let us have $1 cappuccinos. Yeah. I'll never stop being grateful for $1.
Does Cafe Ibis really have $1 cappuccinos today?
I don't think they do.
I guess it's U.S. Okay, but it's their coffee.
Well, it's their beans.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't mean they sponsor it.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I ruined the whole thing.
That's okay.
Anyways, thank you, Cafe Ibis, on Federal Avenue for the fuel to do the show and the fuel to have us wade through the cacophony of quirky news, because there's so much that it's just like, really, who is getting paid to report on this? Because I want that job.
Yeah, here's
they don't
mine.
Get paid, actually.
HuffPo?
I think Huffington Post. It's
really?
Just a bunch of freelancers, and they don't get paid.
No. Sometimes they do.
Didn't Morgan get paid a little bit?
No.
They stole her story?
They stole her story.
Allegedly. Allegedly stole her story.
No, they did. 100%. Word for word, stole her story.
Rude.
So here's my first bit of local quirky news. There's a sushi burrito?
There is a sushi burrito, and it is amazing. It's
like
really
it,
good.
Huh?
I've been there like four times.
Man, I was the first time I saw that they were building that they were moving into the old Happy Sushi place.
Yeah.
I was like, sushi burrito only in Utah.
That's the thing.
What
when
garbage.
I first heard about sushi burrito, and it wasn't even here in Logan because sushi burrito is all around like Utah, like Salt Lake and other areas, but. I think it originated in like New York City, like is where the first kind of sushi burrito, at least the concept kind of originated. But essentially, I thought sushi burrito, like, do they put sushi stuff in tortillas? But then, no, my eyes were opened, and I realized that it's basically giant sushi rolls,
It's a burrito made
of
sushi.
Oh, man. Well, it's, yeah. So imagine if you enjoy sushi, it's a sushi roll, but burrito size. And they actually have some rolls that are deep fried in tempura, like the entire burrito. It's going to kill me someday. But
oh, man. I got to try that sometime.
We all got to die sometime. And I would rather die enjoying sushi burrito than not.
Yeah, I just thought that was really weird. But it's open?
It is open.
Hmm.
Yeah, it
I'll
is open.
To,
it's right
that.
Next to KSM. Hmm. Music.
And what other quirky news do we have today?
Well, you know, with all the mystery in the election, maybe the Earth is calling back. Scientists have heard a mystery ping from the Arctic seafloor, which has spooked wildlife. So a mysterious ping or hum, this is according to Huffington Post, seems to be coming from the Arctic seafloor, and it's spooked wildlife in a remote part of northern Canada. The sound has been heard in the Fury and Hecla Strait, located in the, Keekiq-Taluk region. I apologize if I've butchered that. About 75 miles from the Inuit community of Iqaluit. Our constituents as well as hunters and boaters have reported that the area in question is almost devoid of sea mammals and that hunting has been poor in the area for quite some time, says lawmaker Paul Kwasa, told the Legislative Assembly last month. So there's a noise. It's an investigation that's going on by the Canadian military. So the cause of the pings remains mired in mystery. Yeah.
What is it, like, in my mind, ping is, like, a sound that doesn't come from the Arctic sea floor.
Yeah.
I mean,
like,
there's
imagine,
sweeps
like, ping
and
is, like,
creeps.
Ping, like, what?
Yeah.
There
yes.
sweeps. We have Michael Winslow on the bottom of the Canadian sea floor. Just Michael Winslow, the man of 10,000 voices, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
He is most famous for his work in Police Academy. But he was also in the movie. Oh, can we say that?
Spaceballs.
Yeah,
it's a great movie.
It's a great parody of Star Wars and other science fiction. Rick Moranis is also in it.
Oh yeah.
But on as a Darth Helmet.
Yeah.
But Rick Moranis is like looking at his scanners, and Michael Winslow is like the scanner operator,
mm-hmm.
and he's like the sweeps, and he's like making sounds, the creeps, and the beeps. Like, he's making all these noises.
Like, these are all the sounds that are coming from the Arctic Sea.
Has anyone seen Michael Winslow?
Yes.
In recent history?
Oh, in recent history?
Because
maybe
he is caught. He is the cause.
Where are they
of
now,
this mystery Michael? Ping?
So
where is he now?
Yeah, I have to say.
Or it's like Marty McFly.
Well, he's in a wheelchair.
Coming back to the future.
Well, can his wheelchair go 88 miles an hour? His hand certainly can.
Oh, boo.
That was horrible.
That was
I'm sorry.
Worst.
I'm sorry. Terrible.
Okay, let's...
We
terrible.
Were in some rough territory there. And, well, so...
man.
I just have to say, I always like sharing a couple of funny tweets. And So Travis McElroy, also known as my hero, posted, I pictured at Hillary Clinton screaming, I am no man, and killing the Witch of Angmar, and it made me very happy.
The Witch King of Angmar from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Where, is it Theoden's? Is it Theoden? It's not Theoden's daughter.
Yeah, isn't it?
Is it? Yeah. Is it? Really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Man, I don't keep track of this stuff. Let's ask Stephen
Colbert.
Yeah,
I don't have, like, a mental,
Stephen
like,
Colbert.
Catalog.
Stephen
of
Colbert should help, like, write another, like, Tolkien book. Like, because apparently there's one coming out.
But, really?
Yeah, there's, it's his son or his grandson is, like, write, like, collecting manuscripts and, like, a story that was, like, in the works, but they're releasing it. It's, like, tying in with the Silmarillion or something like that.
Huh.
But
lame. Bandwagoner, so. Freeloader.
Oh, yeah, man. How dare he, you know, profit off of his father or grandfather's works.
Yeah. So what other quirky news do we got today?
I don't know. This day is just... I want to go to bed and not wake up until it's over.
Well, the sad thing is everyone's saying it's going to be over, but it's, like, so not over.
It's not. It's,
like,
it's
we
just
will be
the
talking
beginning.
About this for, like, hundreds of years from
no.
now.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I mean, like,
no,
here's
because
we
won't be here because of nuclear explosions.
Yeah, I
well,
highly
we're
recommend
not
the...
Years.
Yeah. I highly recommend the... what is it? The election special of Adam Ruins Everything, where he kind of just talks about how, like, this is just normal. This is just what elections are like, and people are just trying to blow it out of proportion. But there's more coverage of it because thanks to Twitter and stuff. But we've seen this type of thing before. We didn't give Lyndon B. Johnson the ability to, or as we also might know him as LBJ, we didn't give him the ability to just tweet whatever he was thinking. And if we had, you know, it would have been...
Well, he would have cabinet meetings while he was on the John.
Right.
Or rather, in the John. Mm-hmm. Like, he would leave the door open, be just like...
Well, he'd also call people into the bathroom with him. He'd be like, hey, let's keep this meeting going. I need
okay,
to
so
go to
like
the bathroom.
Donald
he'd be having...
Trump is...
No, I don't know.
He's done worse things, too. Anyway.
Have you guys heard about the play that was made about Lyndon B. Johnson that Bryan Cranston was in? Apparently,
oh
it's
gosh.
Incredible. No. Like, Bryan Cranston is a gift to Hollywood. But, well, I guess
But not to the movie Godzilla 2012.
What are you talking about? He was the best part of that movie.
Oh, my God.
They killed him off.
It dishonestly implied that he was the star of that movie.
Oh, for sure. But that's
trailer.
The thing.
And then
they
just like,
they built
Bryan
on
Bryan
Cranston's
minutes.
Popularity, and then they killed him an hour in. I'm sorry if you haven't seen
Less
the new Godzilla.
They didn't kill him. It was like 10 minutes. Yeah. It was like all
was
they could afford
10
to pay
minutes.
Bryan Cranston for
he
that
He was
movie.
In the movie for an hour. The movie was like almost 2.5.
What?
We can fight.
I don't remember
after
this.
The show.
It was not 10 minutes because they go to that abandoned sector, and like, I mean, his wife dies
no,
in the first 10 minutes.
Like the power plant like explodes.
No,
not
10 that's
minutes
his
in.
Wife who dies, right?
Okay.
Or,
well, we can talk about Juliette Binoche as well. Like, why are you killing her?
But anyway, Bryan Cranston was great in that movie. The rest of the movie was kind of meh. Wish there was more him, less everything else. So
Godzilla was
like
just terrible.
Like with most things, honestly, like can we just get a little more Bryan Cranston in this? Like this radio show.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, yeah, Godzilla ascends from the deep and they fight the monster.
Okay.
And then
I'm
he just,
seeing
he's
that
like,
you're right.
Goodbye, city. I'm going back to my water. And the town's like, thanks, I guess.
Yeah. Funny enough, though. So Godzilla, according to the original writer of Godzilla, was supposed to be a symbol for the atomic bomb.
That makes
kind of interesting. And so it's funny because like Americans always will cast Godzilla like because there's like this weird like Godzilla is a hero but he's also a villain thing going on and it doesn't make any sense. And yeah, neither does
nuclear bombs. But I guess it makes sense if you think about it in like that context, like depending on who you're like what perspective you're looking from or whatever.
So, but I love Huffington Post, like. Headlines. Huffington Post itself, you know, is like not very high quality journalism, but this is great. So there's a picture of Donald Trump holding a baby who has like a like an American flag around his their
chubby neck.
Chubby neck. Yeah, it's kind of weird to put
he's
a...
being strangled by an American flag?
That's what it looks like.
That's how I want to die.
It's a bit of a disturbing image.
Strangled by America.
But the headline is the winning part of this, which is baby held by larger baby is ready for this election to be over, too. And,
yeah. But
up.
Shh. That was a bad.
That was. That didn't sound drum-like at all.
Yeah. And let's see. Other weird, quirky news.
Oh, horrifying.
So there is a...
snake on a plane?
An actual snake on a plane.
What?
So a snake was hiding up in, like, the carry-on area, it looks like. And he slithered out mid-flight.
Nope.
Definitely scared
so
some people.
So is this just like 2016, like the year that all the movies come true?
So 2016 is the Purge 24/7. That's
Back to the Future.
What we need to know.
Has so far been not really that true, but the Cubs won the World Series. And there were snakes on planes.
Again, I mentioned this like several shows ago, but my theory is Back to the Future is not our universe because 9/11 happened in ours.
Oh, yes.
So the TSA cracked down on air travel, so then flying cars were never invented, like, or at least weren't, you know, produced. So then, you know...
But give Elon Musk some time.
Well, I just think about having a flying cars, like...
But they were right about a lot of other things, like our pills that we put in the oven and they turn into pizza. Wait,
what?
Right.
You totally got me.
You're like, wait, that exists?
I am so down.
What I mean, we have those foam dinosaur things where you put them in water.
That's
and
almost
they, like,
the same thing.
Let's
but
we can make them pizza shaped and then
they basically
eat one,
got
would it,
that
like,
right.
Expand in your stomach though.
No.
Oh, that'd
Our
be terrifying.
Our stomach acid would dissolve
oh,
it.
Oh, Peter, gosh.
What?
Just like, let me have this one thing. Just
let you believe in shoddy science.
Yes.
That is not a thing.
That is. Okay, fine.
Anyways, I think that's about time.
Yep.
Thank
it's
you.
It's 9:20.
Thanks for joining us, listeners in on the radio and on TuneIn, and those who will be joining us later on Podbean. This will be a day to remember, I'm sure, at least for the next 6 months.
Yeah,
well,
and,
or 4 years rather.
Right. And please, if you want to learn more, follow us live. We will be doing live coverage both here and in the TSC from 8 to midnight.
That's a long time to hear us blather on.
Oh well, there's gonna be a lot of stuff going on.
I'm sure.
So
no, it'll be fun. I will be there at some point, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe. I have to work tonight. Cursed retail.
But thank you so much for listening to the Aggie Morning Word podcast. I'm Catherine St. Clair.
I'm Peter LaBarge.
And I'm Melissa Roberts.
Have a great day.